Hi, this is Joe Patty. Thanks for listening to WRTI Online. This service is made possible through the support of WRTI's members. You can become a member, too. Since you're already online, just visit www.wrti.org and click the Become a Member link on the upper left corner of the webpage. You can also join us by phone at 1-866-809-9784. Your membership will help keep WRTI's broadcast and online services strong. And again, thank you. Now, on with the show.
Tiger, Toru.
Toru.
How are you? I'm Jill Pasternak.
Hi, how are you? I'm fine.
It's lovely speaking with you. I know that you're coming to Philadelphia, and you will be playing on Saturday night. Your real name is Toru. When did you change it to Tiger, or is that still official?
I didn't change it. I came here 1972, and it was just on a honeymoon. We never thought we would stay here this long, about 35 years.
Is it? Years. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and I became the student of Berklee College of Music.
Yes.
And there was Chinese pianist. Later on, he ended up playing with Ron Carter, the bassist.
Oh, sure, Ron Carter, right.
Yeah. But I happened to stay over at his apartment because I had no hotel reservations in Boston, anything.
Yes.
And me and my wife, we had a suitcase, and I was walking around Berklee and looking for Japanese or Oriental-looking people because I couldn't speak English. And one of the students, the Japanese student, recommended me to go to this guy's house. His name is Ted Lowe, L-O. He is the one, I just happened to stay at his apartment. Living room was open. And he's the one said, like, hey, what year were you born? He's Chinese.
Also.
And I said, I was born 1950. That's why you want to live like this. You're a tiger.
I see. That's the year of the tiger.
No group. Tiger that doesn't flock. Not like an elephant. Tiger always moves around them by themselves or something.
But very carefully and very smart and very strong.
So he was 1 year ahead of me. He was like same with Joe Luvano, Kenny Warner.
Oh, okay.
And John Scofield. They are all the same. And I was like a year late. So Ted Lowe used to take me to those guys' jam sessions. And he never introduced me with Toru. He just said, hey, this is a new guy, play trumpet. His name is Tiger. And I used to hate it.
Oh, it's great, though.
Now I love it.
And as you get older, you feel they'll love it even more because you feel stronger.
Right? I thought, like, Taiga Okoshi was born not in Japan. Toru Okoshi was born, and he grew up until 22 years old, and Taiga Okoshi was born in Boston.
Oh, wonderful.
1972.
Oh, you are a very, very romantic and spiritual person. So.
Anyhow, so, and we were living there, and I was so excited about something I did not know much about or anything.
Yes.
But something was ignited in myself. We took the Greyhound bus from the other side to this side, and a lot of thinking, a lot of wandering around what my future will be, and I felt that this country does not have, they don't care about my past. They don't know who I was. I could kind of make it up, the names, and telling people around me in the Greyhound bus, they will believe anything I would say.
Oh, my. Well, Tiger is very strong, you know. That's great.
Yeah, but I didn't have Tiger back then. If somebody asked me my name, I would say Toru. But instead, I start to say, like, think, like, wow, if I said my name is Charlie and I'm a Japanese cuisine, I don't know, the cook or something, and the people believing. But so that I thought, like, wow, in this country, I don't have a past.
Is that good?
It was great.
It was great, huh?
It was great. great. And a Greyhound bus was like speeding like 80, 90 miles an hour in the middle of nowhere. I had no idea. I think that was like Rocky Mountain area.
Oh, and, my.
And I had right next to me, my love, my wife, and I had a trumpet. It was a honeymoon. I always practiced every day. I had a trumpet, my wife, and bus is going forward to unknown place.
Oh, it's very romantic and very exciting.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
And more my father went to away from Japan, all my friends, the memories started to disappear. And I was in four or five different bands in Tokyo, but, you know, they asked me, hey, tape, record all the live performance. And I had a 8mm movie camera and take all the jazz
pictures,
guys, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But this started to fade away completely.
My goodness.
And my wife was sleeping beside me, and I said, damn, what is this? And all of a sudden, if I was a bird, I was out the cage.
everything that you're talking about is so so emotional and so profound. And I think that you probably, when you did that, this newest album that you did, The Color of Soil, that's the basis that you, or the premise that you're writing and playing on. I mean, this is all the human condition and everything that one feels, and change and displacement and perhaps new horizons.
You would wait until this Saturday.
Now, can we just go back a little bit, Tiger? You teach at Berkeley, right?
Yes.
And when you have your students that come in, I mean, say they come in, do they have any, they have a certain element of jazz background, I think, because Berkeley is, of course, the place to go for jazz, if
right.
you want to, the conservatory. How
right.
do you start with them? What do you do? Here you've got a guy that walks in with his horn and he says, I'm here. What do you teach? Harmony? Do you teach melody? Do you teach composition? What is it? Do you teach improvisation, or how does it begin?
To me, I'm lucky enough not to, I'm not forced into teaching the beginners. At the college, how it's happened is like they students go on the internet and choose the teachers and they assign themselves. But my case is there are so many students wants to study with me, and so that they cannot do that.
But why do they want to study with you aside from the fact that you're really an outstanding player?
My guess is I'm a kind of doctor. And I call it like my office is a garage, and they bring like their vehicle, which is themselves, and I think I'm coughing or whatever, the engine is not doing well. Then I would kind of
correct it.
Fix it. So I and you won't believe it. You know, like after a few weeks, they're a different person, and some students say, Tiger, I have never felt trumpet was this easy. Or, I don't know what's going on with me. Like, air is going through the horn. I can feel it or whatever.
But it's not, is it a technical correction or is it a mental correction?
It's all of the above. I'm a yoga guy.
Ah, okay.
So I will really much, I don't know. It's a gear. Sometimes they are looking at different direction, wrong direction. So I really have to gear them. And some students talking too much, I'm going to shut them off and just concentrate on what we have to do. Some are really good at mathematics. So easy for me to say, okay, major third, fourth, above, blah, blah, blah. Some are not so good. They don't like the math, so I would not use it. and some has a different background, a different cultural background. Some are from Korea, some are from where, you name it. We have like 72 different countries the students are coming from.
Now, now you studied in Japan with someone by the name of Watanabe, is it?
Sadao Watanabe?
Yeah.
Yes, he's an alt saxophone player.
I see.
But he graduated from Berkeley many, many moons ago, and he just brought the jazz theory which he learned at Berkeley and published it in Japan about 40 years ago.
I see. So you were actually studied with him, and you already were you, when did you discover you wanted to play jazz? I mean, were you young?
I think I was 15 or 16.
And you were playing the trumpet just like
yeah,
that?
Yeah. I started 13 years old. And when I was 14, my girlfriend transferred from the school in L.A., and she was a Japanese girl who spent 4 or 5 years in L.A. because of her father's business.
Uh-huh.
And he came back, brought a lot of jazz record, and she was the one showed me, like, this is Art Hart. This is the Harry James, and this is blah, blah, blah. And
didn't you hear Louis Armstrong at one point?
When I was 16 years old.
And that was really an inspiration for you, wasn't it?
Oh, that was blew my mind.
Your album about, you know, about him
right.
is so wonderful. I can't tell you how exciting and it's really wonderful. You're playing standards of his, and what was it about him? I mean, did he have different styles? How would you classify him besides being a genius in the sense of as a jazz musician?
Typical words I could say is that he was not just playing the trumpet, but he was singing through it.
Ah, yes, he was. Yeah.
You know, instead of go pa 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 pa, he was go do 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 do.
Well, he did. I remember.
That will touch people's heart.
So yeah, it was very human.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course,
and making the people so happy.
But it was more. He had a phenomenal. Well, yes, his personality came through too.
Right.
You had to love him. I mean, you had to be part of him.
Right.
But your tribute to him is, well, that's one of your earlier albums, isn't it?
Right.
Wonderful. Was but in the new one, you are rather you know what esoteric is? You know what that means?
Yeah. Well, because 1995, there was a big earthquake happened and destroyed my hometown.
That's what I had read about.
Right. That changed my attitude.
Well, you saw the horror and devastation, I guess.
Right. So I just wanted to produce that CD, the last one, The Color of Soil, me going back to the soil again.
Does the Katrina experience touch you in any way? Do you
any kind of the tragic scene? I see. I can feel it. I can smell it.
Mm. So it's universal.
Yeah.
Well, all I can say is that you've certainly put yourself on the map as far as jazz musicians are concerned, and your approach is really so intense and real. And how would you classify? Are you a fusion or what is your style?
I have no idea.
No style.
You call me whatever you want.
I don't know. I call you a great musician. That's what I'm going to call you. And it's a pleasure speaking with you.
You know what, Joe? I've been working on this huge composition for 90 piece wind orchestra.
Really?
And,
90?
I have not started a big project yet, but I wanted to have a blueprint before I start to write it in an orchestra score. And I really fell in love with this song, so we will play this premiere, and it's probably, it's a long piece with mountains and oceans, and you believe, you know, the many colors and happiness and sadness, everything is in there.
This is for 90 pieces?
Yeah.
Is it a symphony orchestra or is it
a
jazz orchestra?
Wind orchestra.
My goodness.
Without strings.
Ah.
So like a lot of tubas and oboe, clarinet,
E-flat. So you have
clarinet,
reeds and you have brass.
Yeah.
And you have percussion, of course.
Percussion, full percussion, timpanis and all other
stuff. What about the bass? No bass.
It's up to me.
Uh-huh.
It's up to me. If I want to have a bass, I can have it.
But it's strings, so, you know, that's, you just want it to be winds, right?
Yeah.
Winds, wonderful.
So this morning, I wake up, I go to sleep about 10, 11, getting up about 1 or 2 a.m., and I spend about 4 or 5 hours writing and try to go back to sleep for an hour or two and go to teach at Berkeley. Today, this morning, I was working on this piece, long piece, the orchestra piece, and for the first time, I felt those great composers, Rachmaninoff, or Beethoven, or you name it,
yeah,
those great composers have to go through. I really want to feel that.
Yeah.
So I'm not using computer. I have it.
Oh, please don't. Yes.
And those three CDs I sent you before that, I was the CD I made was like a fusion CD with a lot of sequencers and computers behind me.
Oh, okay.
And that instant just start to make. I got tired of that.
Yeah. Well, it's very.
After that, I bought a grand. Pushed all the same gears away, and I bought the grand piano.
Oh,
the grand
wonderful!
Piano and the metronome instead of drum machine.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And today, that was 1995, and today, I did a little bit for about 10 seconds. I was writing and said, damn, I maybe experienced the same thing they experienced.
Well, of course, you see, you're from this, well, not really from the electronic age. I mean, because the electronic music, you were already a musician, but there is something about it, a real instrument. I mean, that is like a person. I always say that an instrument is like a person, and it's breathing and it's alive and it absorbs what the musician is doing on it.
Yeah.
And this is what you feel, and there's no, I mean, you just can't
I understand, but,
replace it.
But sometimes I teach higher level improvisers who is depending on too much on the feeling, and they have a tendency to play same thing over and over. But as soon as I start to open it up mathematically, okay, this scale has this, fourth above this, and this chord has this. Move this up, blah, blah, blah. So that's the technology is a mathematical part of, I don't know,
composition.
The needs in the growing process, I think, to move the music forward at certain degree. So the mathematics definitely opens up the possibilities.
Well,
right
music is very mathematical. I mean, if you're going to go into it on that level. I want to ask you, what does kagome mean?
Kagome is goes like kagome kagome.
But what does it mean?
Kago no naka no tori wa itsu itsu de aru yowake no ban ni tsuru to kame ga subetta. It's sort of traditional children's song.
It's a children's song. What do the words mean? What are they saying?
Kagome is like a basket.
A basket?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's the bamboo basket.
Yes.
And so that's the when children form the circle holding hands.
Yes.
That's supposed to be
like
the basket.
I see. The
and
circle.
One of the person was chosen has to sit
in the center
of the circle, and they sing the song. And when they sing one chorus and they stop, the person in the center guess who's behind her.
We had a tisket, a tasket, a green and yellow basket in English. That was a children's song, a tisket, a tasket. And
okay.
It was also a game.
What does that mean?
The same kind of thing. I think you had to tag someone, a runner.
Is that all means or a deeper meaning?
No, I think probably the kagome is a deeper meaning. I think
the
children's
would be like an evil.
Ah.
Saying, come out, come into our world, or some kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
But the children doesn't know that.
But of course, the circle is always a wonderful representation of a whole world.
Of course,
together.
I love like it's a small world after.
Right.
I love the song.
Why don't you record that sometime?
Well, maybe.
Let's see what you can do with that one.
Children for about 10 years now.
Uh huh.
And I sang with them, and when I do this, my wife translated the lyrics into Japanese, which was wonderful.
Uh huh.
So we use that tune.
Well, you know, you are so. I don't see you and I don't know you, but your spirit and your warmth and your passion comes through. And that's the way you play as well. And it's been wonderful speaking with you, Tiger.
Yeah.
I really look forward to meeting you. Totally.
Yeah, same to me.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Bye bye.
Bye.